America is celebrating Juneteenth today. It's the newest federal holiday on the calendar, and many are still learning about its meaning and origins. NPR's Alana Weiss has more.
The holiday celebrating the last days of American slavery began in Galveston, Texas, on June 19, 1865. That was the day Union soldiers rode into town to inform Texans that slavery was to officially come to an end under the Emancipation Proclamation. These enslaved people were among the last to learn of their own freedom.
We are not celebrating the history of Juneteenth. We are celebrating the symbolism of Juneteenth.
That was Leslie Wilson, professor of history at Montclair State University.
Juneteenth became a symbol of strength as well as a symbol of triumph for African Americans.
Historically, the holiday was relatively obscure, with its origins in the Southwest. But as Black families migrated, they brought their regional traditions with them, including Juneteenth celebrations of food, family, and music.
People, particularly who had grown up in Texas, brought the holiday of Juneteenth with them.
Since that day in 1865, Juneteenth has seen its popularity and visibility rise slowly outside of Black communities and into the broader public sphere. Americans across the country have been taking advantage of the holiday weekend, but some are still learning about its significance, like tourist Alex Merkel and his fiancée, who are visiting the National Mall in D.C.
News to me up until I was in my 40s, so that was kind of shocking that like a big piece of American history was something I had never learned about and was unaware of that much of my life.
Last year, about 6 in 10 adults said they knew at least a little about the Emancipation holiday, according to a poll from Gallup. Whereas in 2021, just 37% of people expressed some familiarity with the celebration. That was the year that President Biden officially commemorated the date. While Black Americans had always celebrated, the new federal holiday has been somewhat controversial. Wilson, the Montclair professor, put it this way.
Kids in America have been taught for over 100 years that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves on January 1, 1863 with the Emancipation Proclamation. They believe that the Civil War came to an end when Robert E. Lee surrendered his army to Ulysses S. Grant. The history of Juneteenth contradicts both of those things.
Despite its uncomfortable origins and the direct ties many Black people feel with the celebrations, non-Black people can learn from the day as well, according to Greg Carr, an associate professor of Africana Studies at Howard University. Because of the political turmoil the country has undergone in recent years, Carr says holidays like Juneteenth can help Americans unpack what it means to participate in society.
I think Juneteenth celebrations are a chance for this country, for the United States, to rethink not only its origins, but the relationship of everybody who lives in this country to each other.
Meanwhile, back on the National Mall, visiting Texas native Patience Williams says she's glad the holiday is getting the attention it deserves.
As a Black person, it means a lot to me, you know, to celebrate everybody who was free, because it's like so many people don't know. And it's a part of our history. Like, we celebrate everything in America, you know? So those Black holidays, it's like, everybody should know about Juneteenth because it's a part of our history.
Celebrations will continue throughout the day. Alana Weiss, NPR News.